Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately about morning routines, and I want you to know something right away. If getting ready for school feels like a daily battle at your house, you are not alone. In fact, this is one of the most common challenges parents of 3- and 4-year-olds face, and there's so much we can do to help. So grab a cozy cup of tea, settle in with me, and let's talk about why mornings can feel so overwhelming, and more importantly, how we can transform them into something beautiful. First, I want you to take a deep breath with me, because here's what I need you to hear. Your child is not being difficult. Your child is not trying to make you late. Your child is not defiant or stubborn or any of those harsh words that might swirl through your mind when you're watching the clock tick and they're still in their pajamas. What's actually happening is something wonderful. Your 3- or 4-year-old is in the middle of one of the most amazing developmental leaps of their entire life. Their brain is learning how to plan, how to organize, how to transition from one activity to another. These are called executive function skills, and they're incredibly complex. Think about what we're asking them to do in the morning. We're asking them to stop playing, get dressed, brush teeth, put on shoes, grab their backpack, and get in the car. That's not one task, that's 6 or 7 different transitions, and each one requires their developing brain to shift gears. For us adults, these transitions happen almost automatically. But for your little one, it's like learning to conduct an orchestra when you've never held a baton before. It takes time, it takes practice, and it takes patience from us. Now, the magic book taught me something beautiful about this. Research shows that when children have consistent, predictable routines, something magical happens in their brains. The routine itself becomes like a gentle guide, reducing what scientists call cognitive load. Instead of having to make dozens of decisions every morning, your child can follow a familiar pattern, and that makes cooperation so much easier. Here's what the experts tell us. The Raising Children Network in Australia explains that routines help children cooperate because they make it clear who should do what, when, and in what order. When children know what to expect, they feel more secure. And when they feel secure, they can cooperate. Child development specialists also tell us that daily routines actually help build those executive function skills we talked about. Every time your child follows a morning routine, they're practicing planning, organizing, and time management. They're learning. Even when it feels chaotic, they're learning. So what can we do to make mornings flow more smoothly? Let me share some gentle strategies that really work. First, build in enough time. I know, mornings are already so early. But when we're rushing, our children can feel that stress, and it makes everything harder. Even adding just 10 extra minutes can transform the whole morning. Those 10 minutes give your child the space they need to move at their own pace, and they give you the space to stay calm and connected. Second, make the routine visual. For 3- and 4-year-olds, pictures are incredibly powerful. You could create a simple morning chart together with drawings or photos of each step. Getting dressed, brushing teeth, eating breakfast, putting on shoes. When your child can see what comes next, they can follow along with so much more independence. Third, link activities together. This is such a clever strategy. You might say, first we get dressed, then we have breakfast. Or after we brush our teeth, we choose a story for the car ride. When activities flow naturally from one to the next, transitions become smoother. Fourth, and this is so important, add connection time. Sometimes morning battles happen because your child isn't ready to separate from you yet. They want your attention, your presence, your love. Even just 5 minutes of snuggling or playing together before the routine starts can fill their connection cup and make cooperation so much easier. And here's something beautiful. You can turn the morning routine into a cooperation game, just like in one of our stories. In the Harmony Arcade Adventure, Leo and Mia discover that when they listen to each other and work together, something magical happens. The arcade games create beautiful light patterns, and everything flows with harmony. Your morning routine can be like that too. When everyone in the family has a role and works together, the morning can flow like magic. Maybe your child's job is to choose their clothes the night before. Maybe they help set the breakfast table. Maybe they're in charge of getting their backpack ready. When children have ownership of parts of the routine, they feel capable and proud, and cooperation blooms naturally. The story shows us something else important, too. Leo and Mia learn that taking turns and listening carefully to each other makes everything work better. In your family, this might mean taking turns choosing the morning music or listening when someone needs a little extra time. Cooperation isn't about perfection, it's about working together with kindness. Now, I want to be honest with you. Even with all these strategies, some mornings will still be hard. Your child might have a rough night's sleep. They might be coming down with a cold. They might just be having big feelings about something. And that's okay. That's normal. That's being human. On those mornings, the most important thing you can do is stay calm and connected. Your calm nervous system helps regulate their developing nervous system. When you can take a deep breath, get down to their level, and say, "I see this is hard for you right now. Let's do this together," you're teaching them something more valuable than any morning routine. You're teaching them that they're loved, even when things are difficult. The magic book reminds me that these early years go by so quickly. I know mornings can feel endless when you're in the middle of them, but one day, your child will get ready for school all by themselves. They'll tie their own shoes, pack their own backpack, and head out the door. And you might find yourself missing these mornings, even the chaotic ones. So be gentle with yourself, my friend. You're doing something incredibly important. You're raising a human being, and that's the most beautiful work in the universe. Every morning routine, even the messy ones, is teaching your child skills they'll use for their whole life. If you'd like more support with cooperation and working together, I invite you to explore the Harmony Arcade adventure in the Book of Inara app. It's a gentle story that shows children how beautiful cooperation can be, and it might just inspire some morning magic at your house. Until our next time together, remember this. You are exactly the parent your child needs. Your love, your patience, your willingness to keep trying, that's what matters most. The Magic Book and I are always here, cheering you on, with love and starlight, Inara.